To mitigate the rising impact of climate change on the agricultural land of Sindh and control falling crop yields, the Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO, is imparting climate-resilient and smart agriculture training to 90,000 growers belonging to three districts of Sindh in the first of the program. The initiative is expected to strengthen agricultural resilience in Sindh, ensuring farmers can adapt to climate challenges while improving productivity and sustainability. To reduce the impact of global warming on agriculture, the FAO, in collaboration with various agricultural institutions, including the Sindh Agriculture University, SAU, is providing advanced training to 90,000 farmers. During a media briefing at the FAO Sindh office, FAO Project Coordinator Ashfaq Ahmed Nayoun said climate change was a serious challenge and threat to global agriculture, with Sindh farmers among the most vulnerable. He stressed that media could play a crucial role in raising awareness among farmers about adverse effects of climate change on crops and the adoption of climate-resilient agricultural practices. To address this major challenge, the FAO, under the Green Climate Fund-backed project Transforming the Indus Basin with Climate-Resilient Agriculture and Water Management, is conducting large-scale training sessions to help farmers adopt climate-smart agricultural practices. In the first phase, training sessions are being held in Umerkot, Baden, and Sangkar, focusing on climate adaptation and sustainable techniques. So far, 10,000 farmers have received training in advanced cultivation methods through the Sindh Agriculture University, Agricultural Research Sindh, and Agriculture Extension Departments, he said. FAO Technical Officer and Agronomist Ghulam Murtaza Irine said farmer field schools had been set up in those districts while providing hands-on training in land preparation, seed quality enhancement, climate-smart cultivation methods, intercropping, water-efficient irrigation, organic fertilization, crop rotation, cooperative marketing systems, and afforestation campaigns. Agricultural Research Institute Director Imdad Ali Soho said all key agricultural institutions were working towards supporting farmers in boosting agricultural productivity and improving their economic opportunities. FAO Communication Officer Usama Mughal emphasized the importance of media and digital platforms in spreading awareness about climate-resilient agriculture, encouraging the use of social media and community-based communication for wider outreach. Talking to the Express Tribune, a small number of growers said giving training in the face of changing climatic conditions was necessary, as growers were unaware of weather conditions, which were taking a heavy toll on standing crops and yields.